listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. B Street Theater's Midtown location is new this year, but it's also launching something new called the New Comedies Festival. New. It's celebrating and showcasing new comedies. I have two of the playwrights in the studio with me, Brian Daniel Oglesby. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Daniel.
Hi.
Hi to everybody in Davis, because this is some of your stomping grounds, right?
Yeah.
And Lila Teitelman is here. Hi, Lila.
Hi.
You're from
thanks.
Far away.
I am. I'm from the East Coast.
All right. Welcome. You have a specific city in the East Coast that you live
yes,
in.
Yes, I live in New York, there but I'm go. From New Hampshire, so all over the East Coast.
So they're here to talk about their plays. Associate Artistic Director Lindsay Birch from B Street is also with us. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Beth. Thanks for having us.
So this festival is possible because of the new location, right?
It is. And, you know, it's something that we conceived of, myself, Buck, Jerry, Dave, the artistic staff, about 2 years ago, I would say, at the old location. You know, as you probably talked about with one of us over the times you've had us on, play selection and filling a season with a diverse amount of plays that are contemporary works, new works, classics is the hardest part of our jobs. And this was really created because we had a slot in our season that we said we want to fill this with a comedy, a new work, but we can't find the right piece. We had read so many plays, and so we said, why don't we just support the creation of that work? And the new space has really made this possible. Having Brian and Lila and Robert Casely and Jim Christie are the other two playwrights, having them out, having all four plays being rehearsed at once. We also have like a hospitality room where the actors and playwrights can all gather and socialize, and that would not have been possible at the old location. It was too small, and also we always had plays running, so that kind of eliminated completely one of the spaces that could be used.
You ended up getting more than 50 submissions.
We did.
So, Brian Daniel, when you saw this opening up and you know about mm-hmm. the new B Street Theater, did you have a play in mind? Did you write something new?
Yeah. I've been working on Small Steps, which is the one that we're reading for a couple years. I wrote it actually while I was in town for the summer. I generally live in Austin, and worked on it last summer at a new play development festival in Portland, and then in New York at the Lark, at Playwrights Week at the Lark. So it's something that's been in the hopper for a couple of years now, and so it just seemed to fit.
And there were blind readings, so nobody knew that there would be any kind of a connection.
Right.
Hence, we have Lila from all the way across the country. Same question to you about seeing Here's an Open Festival, and what do you have in the works, and what intrigued you about it?
Right. So my play, Baby Cakes, is a very new work. I've never seen it on its feet at all, and I've only heard it read once with a group of actors. And I was sort of hesitant a little bit to submit it because I didn't necessarily think of it as a comedy. It's sort of like darkly funny in a way because it's about a lot of grief and anger and sadness. But it's done with these like really comedic characters, and their relationships are sort of fun to watch unfold. And so I sort of was just like, you know, I'm going to take a chance on this, and maybe someone will read it and find it hilarious. I guess that's what happened.
Here you are.
Yeah.
So let me fill in a little more. Brian Daniel, Small Steps is mm-hmm. about Skip. What's yeah. the essential storyline of Skip?
Well, the sort of elevator pitch for it is Skip Powers is sick of online dating and volunteers to go to Mars just to get off this planet. And they say, yeah, sure, you'll do. And so he
because
goes to Mars.
Men are from Mars, right?
Yeah,
isn't that?
yeah.
Women are from Venus. That's the rest of that, if you don't know. Okay.
The famous book.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we get his story as an Earthling on Mars.
That is not... That's a little bit, yeah, it's a little bit more complicated. Mostly it's really about the sort of things that he's leaving behind and he's looking towards. So it's a lot of his story. So Act One takes place largely on Earth as he is getting ready for this trip. And at the end of Act One is him launching to on the spaceship Atlantis to head to Mars.
Okay, in both of these plays, we have stuff that people are leaving behind and sad about that becomes very funny, right?
Yeah.
So, Lila, tell me about Helen.
Right.
We talked a little bit about it, but she's in a support group.
Yeah, so the story is that Helen moves to this new town in Pennsylvania, and she finds this support group of women who have all had children die. And she...
It's a comedy.
It's a comedy. As I said, it's a dark comedy. So she doesn't necessarily fit into this support group, but she sort of doesn't reveal all the information so that she can have this group of new friends and mothers that she feels comfortable with and can sort of explore their grief, because she has her own set of problems and her own set of sadnesses in her life, and she feels in some weird way that she fits into this group. And so when that's revealed, it sort of gets a little messy.
So that's Baby Cakes by Lila Teitelman, and it shows June 28th at 5 and June 30th at 2. Small Steps by Brian Daniel Oglesby shows June 29th at 9 and June 30th at 5. The two other plays involve a pair of identical twins, a romance, and a couple deciding whether or not to have a second child. The fun part of this, Lindsay, the pitch that I like is go see all four and you get to vote.
Yes. So if you see all four of the plays, they're all being read twice. So you have two chances to see each one. Then you can vote. And we are fully committed to producing one of these four plays in our 2019 main stage season, which we just did a private announcement of. We'll be publicly announcing on July 1st. And so the fun thing is that next year, the piece that's selected from the festival will be running, the full production will be running during next year's festival. So a little bit of a nice...
Did you hear Brian Daniel? He was like, like he didn't even know that.
So there's news there. So we're very excited. If you see all four readings, then you'll receive a survey and you can vote on which maybe your favorite, but which one you would most like to see produced. Because you might think, wow, I'd really like to see someone go to Mars on stage. And that's really exciting to me. Or this was my favorite, so I really want to see that produced. But we do want to make sure that it's fair in the sense that if you're voting, you see all of them and you make an informed decision, because we're really excited about all of these plays, and we hope that, you know, maybe in the future we might eventually produce all of them. So it's an exciting time.
So it is the New Comedies Festival at B Street Theater this weekend, June 28th to July 1st. Lila, you're here for the weekend, right?
I am, yes.
Playwrights Conversation. Brian Daniel, you're here too. Mm-hmm. So you all get to visit with each other, visit with the audience. You're sitting in the back of the audience listening to the reaction too, right?
We are.
So good luck. I appreciate that you came in to talk about the play. I want to celebrate the new work with everybody. And Lindsay, thanks a lot. What a fun idea.
Thanks so much, Beth. Thanks for having us.
We'll post a link so people can find out more. And with that, it's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Dravel, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. Back with another live show tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.